We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. It's Tuesday, March 12th. No live today, but I did want to... I did require getting my thoughts out there into the world about some stuff. And that being the Packers and what's been happening over the last couple of days as I'm rocked out in all Bucks gear, I'm just noticing, on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. The big thing is that Monday was a good day. Monday was a good day for the Green Bay Packers. They got better in the secondary. And I think nostalgia will have you say they maybe did not get better at running back. But even if Aaron Jones is a 10 out of 10 and Josh Jacobs is a 9 out of 10 or whatever you want to rate it, they freed up a bunch of cap room, which they are going to need for various reasons. One of those being an eventual long-term extension for Jordan Love. You want a long-term extension for Jordan Love, right? That is something that we all agree should and needs to happen. So I think that we can all get on board with that. So just want to share some quick thoughts on that. Got some voicemails that I want to play, and then we'll have the normal on Wednesday afternoon with Grant and Paul. Next week, vacation. So no CBS, no this, no YouTube. I'll be on vacation, which I did not plan to happen during the first week of March Madness, but since it is, I am going to enjoy that part of it. So that should be fun. Speaking of, Milwaukee in action tonight against Oakland. Oakland, I believe, is in Detroit, this university. So Bart Lundy and the boys get a chance, 6 o'clock tonight, Tuesday the 12th, to punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament. They have not been in since 2014. I remember watching that game at the Eline Soccer Complex after playing an indoor game there. Moved to Milwaukee. I start playing indoor soccer. I start playing kickball. I do all these cool things. And then now I just said, I'm just fat. But that's okay, too. You could go for a walk today. It's very nice. Well, can you see the 40-year-old sadness in those eyes? The big thing I want to say is the Packers got better. And I also want to look at this from the Aaron Jones perspective. Because a lot of people are upset about Aaron Jones. I understand if you're upset about Aaron Jones. We like Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is good. We like him. He's a good running back, and he's good. And he was fun, and he's great. If I got to read the phrase locker room leader one more time, I mean, yes, what we've seen of him, he looks like a pretty great guy to hang out with. But now all of a sudden, he's the entire operation. He's the entire nucleus for this team. I think they'll be able to move on without him, sad to say. And for all the stuff that Aaron Rodgers has said that we completely laugh at, I don't like how we nitpick the things that we like that he said, and then we make fun of the things that we don't like. Remember when Aaron Rodgers said, Green Bay is not a vacation destination. They come here to play with me. Well, that seems not to be true. Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney, okay. But then he also said they don't treat their players the way that they should. And because Clay Matthews got a phone call in the parking lot 10 years ago, everybody's all worried that every time somebody gets cut, they like did them dirty or did them wrong. I'm sure Goody talked to Aaron Jones, said, look, man, this sucks. We're trying to figure out how to best compete going forward. We want you here. It's just under this number, it is not feasible. It's not like they offered him $1 million like they did with Jordy Nelson or whatever that report was. You offer him half of a pay cut, 50%. So he would have made, what, $6 million here? Instead, he's going to make $7 million with the Vikings. All right, I mean, that's more money, so you want to make as much money as you can, but I don't think that Goody's the villain here. Yeah, Gutekunst, you guys are like watching your kid in a pageant and being like, oh man, it'd be great if they were Miss America. But really what's more important is that they're Miss Congeniality. I want them to be remembered for how nice they were, not that they win. Goody wants to win. This is show business, not show friends. That's a great line. Goody wants to win. So like, yeah, it sucks to lose guys that you've rooted for. And Aaron Jones was a fan favorite and he went above and beyond off the court or field and was really just the epitome of what it is that we think it should be to be a Packer. And he was that. And it's sad. It sucks. It sucks. But also, they haven't won in a while, guys. And they haven't won in a while. And so we're trying to make moves, we, owner, we're trying to make moves to help win now. And so that's what the Packers are doing. They're trying to make moves to help win now. So sad, very much. As Loki would say, yes, very sad. Anyways, like you got to move on to the next thing. The Josh Jacobs contract, by the way, is not like if there's anybody I'm worried about saying, wait a minute, I could do better somewhere else. It's him. He's got a signing bonus. That's the guaranteed payment. His base salary this year is $1.2 million. Got a workout bonus, some per-game active roster bonuses, so he can make up to $14.8 million this year. But then next year, it's basically one-year options because the Packers can get cut, just cut him, and none of that is guaranteed. I ultimately think he will stay a while, and the Packers will enjoy this man. But interesting that's the deal that he came up with. All this talk about the running back market being prolific, it's not. I mean, Austin Eckler's barely getting $5 million bucks from the Commanders. DeMarcus Robinson, the fourth wide receiver for the Rams, signed a one-year deal back there for $5 million. The running back market, Paul's right, Imig's right, is toast. It is absolutely toast.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Now, the Vikings signing Aaron Jones. What are you doing? We all knew it was going to happen. Oh, the Cowboys would be cool. The Texans would make sense before they trade for Joe Mixon. Maybe the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. A couple of other teams that you could have considered. But it's the Vikings. The Vikings, who are Kirk Cousins' list, Sam Darnold now the quarterback. I mean, how many games is this team going to win? And what kind of role is Aaron Jones going to play? They could try to utilize him as the bell cow. There might be weeks where he gets hurt. I'm sure he'll try to ball out against the Packers. But is that all it's about? Is that all it's about? I don't think that when Aaron Jones got cut, his first mission was revenge. But I could be wrong on that, because a lot of these guys, it has been. You've got two unique situations that are happening in the same division. One, if what Aaron Rodgers is saying is true and the Packers are the most evil corporation to ever corporate, then as soon as you get cut, you're looking for revenge. Everything that you've built up to your career, all the goodwill with the fans, you don't care. You are in the moment so mad at Brian Gutekunst or previously Ted Thompson that you must get revenge. You must. You must have it. There's no other way. So that's what they are doing, I guess. That's what they are trying to do, is get this revenge. Because it's not even 24 hours before Aaron Jones makes the decision that's going to impact his career and the rest of his life. That's why you got to give more respect to Donald Driver. Donald Driver could have been a Viking. And he looked ahead and thought, well, if I'm a Viking, then I'm not truly a Packer. I can't do the softball games. I can't do the Quick Trip commercials. I can't do the click it or ticket. Now, doesn't his son go to Minnesota? But that's different. Double D just want to be a Packer, you know? Aaron Jones, I'm not saying that he couldn't have, like, there's only 31 other teams. You work at the team that's willing to pay you the most money. So I'm not super mad at him. You got to do what you got to do. Just like if the Packers got to do what they got to do, the players got to do what they got to do. The culprit here is the Vikings. What are you doing? At some point, is this not enough? At some point, do you not feel embarrassed for your behavior? At some point, do you not think, wow, we're kind of desperate and needy and picking up the scraps? I really do feel like the Lions have broken out of it, but I do feel like, and I hope this isn't just the Packer part of me. I think I'm coming at this with some rational leverage here, is the Vikings and Bears are pathetic in their quest to always one-up the Packers. Whenever you hear guys get hired by the Bears or sign with the Bears, what do they immediately say? Well, it's about winning the NFC North. It's about beating the Green Bay Packers. I'm pleading with the Bears. Stop doing that. Caleb Williams, if they draft him, and he mentioned the Packers in his opening segment or press conference, everything's segments in my head, then it's going to be a failure. If he doesn't mention the Packers, it's got some chance. Because you're just too laser-focused on trying to best this other team, and the fans follow that. I mean, you could do the Super Bowl thing with Vikings fans. You could do whatever, and they'll say, oh, yeah, but the last time, when was the last time you had a Pro Bowl receiver? You'd be like, what? The Vikings are really weird. They will find one thing that they have over more recently than the Packers, and then that will be the only thing that matters. And then you'll say Super Bowls, and they'll be like, yeah, 14 years ago. It doesn't make any sense because they got none of that. It makes no sense. It's so dumb. So, again, I'm not trying to be like, I'm the Packer fan, you're the Viking fan. Let's all hate each other. But they're desperate, and the organizations act desperate. The organizations, the fans act that way because the organizations allow that to trickle down. It's trickle-down fanonomics. It's really pathetic. It's pretty gross, if you ask me. Very disgusting. So that's the news of the NFL. Like I said, Joe Mixon on the move, Sam Darnold, just some new updates. Derrick Henry with the Ravens. Would you rather have had Derrick Henry? I don't know, maybe. I like Josh Jacobs. I think Derrick Henry and the Ravens were match made in heaven. It's Derrick Lamar Henry. I think that's a match made in heaven, and I think both sides will enjoy that very, very much. All right. I got some voicemails to play, and I do want to play those. Some are in varying length. Some are very particular and specific. Some maybe were a while ago, but still make sense. I wouldn't play them if they didn't make any sense. Teacher Tom had a problem with something that Matt does on the national show. So I'll play that and then see where we decide that falls. The voicemail, by the way, 402-915-BART, 402-915-BART. Still brought to you by Carl's Place and... get a golf simulator. Like, get one. They're cool. 402-915-BART. Somebody recently bought some stuff from them. So thanks, man. I don't know if it was the full simulator, but if you used my link, let me know. I wanted to see what you set up. CarlofET.com/BART. All right, here's Teacher Tom. Teacher Tom.
This is Teacher Tom calling Monday evening. Calling Tuesday evening. And over the last few days, listened to the Thursday night, Friday night, and Monday night podcasts of the national show. And I'm wondering, from a national perspective, why does Matt in the Falls call in and say, "Hey, bud, it's me"? I think that's more from a local perspective, Matt in the Falls, not from a national perspective.
That is very nitpicky. So nitpicky that I love it. But when Matt in the Falls calls from the national perspective and says, "Hey, Bart, it's me," that's comforting. And because of the nationwide reach, they screen him. It says Matt from Wisconsin. And I think I should start saying Matt in the Falls. Like Doug calls from Wisconsin. That's Doug in Racine. You know? So, yeah, Tony's in Texas and Big Ron's in Jersey. But specific cities, like real specific cities, I think we could start doing that more. So, Matt, I'm pro you saying it's me. All right, we were talking Craig Council last week. Hot Take Jake had some thoughts on that one. Hot Take Jake.
Hey, Winklevers. Your boy Hot Take Jake here, and let me talk to you. First off, I love the topic on this week of, are you giving up the Packers' dominance against the Bears if it means Craig Council turns into the rotting pile of shit that he is in Chicago? Now, on the one hand, I kind of get it. Bart, I respect the fact that you are the Larry David, a.k.a. the George Costanza of sports radio. That's phenomenal. I love that other people's misery to you is more important than your own happiness. There's something to be respected about that. But I think you guys are just kind of living in the moment here. Football season just ended, so now we're kind of looking forward to the next thing. But you're taking for granted one of the greatest things about being a Wisconsin sports fan, maybe the greatest thing, is that every year you know Green Bay is just going to wax that ass against Chicago fans, and all they're going to be able to do is come up with straw man excuses and talk about their fan fiction of what's going to happen next year, and that's amazing. I love that. Like, I could just spend hours on Twitter, not X, browsing these Packer fan tweets or trolling Bears fans. And now you want to give that up? I mean, come on, guys. I know it's just hypothetical, but I don't like the game that we're potentially playing with karma here. To me, it's like you've had Selma Hayek for years and years. And, I mean, obviously it's Selma Hayek. This is the greatest thing ever. Then all of a sudden, Sydney Sweeney comes by. And you're like, you know what? I've got Selma Hayek, but it'd be kind of cool. Like, what? I wonder what that would be like with Sydney Sweeney. So, like, you give up Selma Hayek, not for Sydney Sweeney, but for the chance at getting with Sydney Sweeney. I don't like this. I hope you guys will come out of the air next week and take back what you said. Just, you know, take a little time to think about this, because I understand we hate Council. But the other thing that I failed to mention so far is, at the end of the day, it's just fucking baseball. Who really cares? We're talking the Shield versus baseball. Come on, guys. Get real. Take a little time. Don't be so emotional. And let's just rethink this whole thing. Love you, Winklerverse. Hopefully talk to you soon.
Wow. If it's just baseball, then why the perverted analogy from a married man? Disgusting. Objectifying women like that. I am irate. Furious. A reminder, happyplacehemp.com has 25% off all products when you use the promo code BART. 25% off every single piece of merchandise and paraphernalia that you can discover. They've got a physical location in Muskego. You can stop in there during the week. They've got extended hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and then they're open in that Saturday, like 10 to 2 window that some businesses open. And that's great. Right across from Maddie's, get some lunch, get some gummies. My kid, actually, you know that song that they play? I got those gummy squares. I got those gummy squares. My kids found the real, like, gummy bear one. I am a gummy bear. I am a gummy bear. And he, like, loves this gummy bear. It's his obsession right now. He's also really into this YouTube, the Manning family. He watches their adventures a lot. He watches people playing with toys is a big one. And then he'll just watch music videos. You know, Trolls and Sing, these movies, he knows a lot of these songs that are like contemporary because of those movies. That's kind of fun. And even like the classics. Why did I bring that up? Oh, gummy bear. Yeah, gummy bear. So he'll be like, listen, and then I'll be like, it helps you with anxiety. And he's like, that's not the words. I said, yes, it is. Happy Place Hemp jingle, fam. Happy Place Hemp, promo code's BART, 25% off every single order that you get there. They've got the seltzers now. If you order at least 3 of those, you can get free shipping on those, a little heavier. But they've got the seltzers that they've teamed up with 1840 Brewing with. Otherwise, free shipping on most all the other products. Again, 25% off, promo code BART. Sometimes you hear me and you're like, oh, that must just be a Wisconsin thing. No, you can get this all over the country. I mentioned Jersey. They sell out there. You want to go to California, you can get it out there. They will get these products to you in a pretty quick turnaround too. So check them out, happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order.
Getting engaged is a moment worth cherishing. A one-of-a-kind ring that you design at Blue Nile can help your love sparkle. Just choose your diamond and setting. When you found the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Finding the right engagement ring can be nerve-wracking. At Blue Nile, you'll have the expert guidance needed and a diamond guarantee that ensures you're getting the highest quality at the best price. Cherish all of life's moments and save up to 30% at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I got one here from Brick in West Dallas relating to the Packers. So let's do that.
Hello, Bart and the Winklerberg. Brick in West Dallas calling. Been a minute just listening to your free agent day one show on my way to work today. I just had a couple of thoughts real quick. That number one, Aaron Jones obviously said it didn't go. Josh Jacobs, I think they're pretty similar as runners. Jones might be a little stronger of a runner in terms of like a power run game. Josh Jacobs, I think, is a little better in space, a little bit more shifty. So they can both catch the ball, they both run really well, they both have breakaway speed, so it's get into the house. I think they're very similar. The Packers are clearly just going young, trying to get a young group and a young group growing together to try to sustain, you know, any sort of playoff Super Bowl, whatever it is. My biggest, I'm gonna spew off some points that I have no backing in fact. So I'm just gonna act like my boomer parents and say things and pretend that they're facts, even though I have no idea. I feel like Aaron Jones has a worse injury history than Josh Jacobs. I know he's a game changer, runs super hard, we love him. But I just have, without doing any research whatsoever, I have a gut feeling that he hasn't had a full season as like a bell cow back in, like, forever. So that might be a concern of why they let him walk and gave Josh Jacobs similar money. I don't know Josh Jacobs' injury history, but maybe that's it. crazy, also writing on the wall. I mean, he was great. He was amazing when he played. He just, I don't blame them for letting him go. The safety, you know, losing Savage, bringing Kate, that's great. That's fine. Love that.
Brick, your phone's kind of, it's, I mean, I got most of it. He ends up saying, I listen when I can to the national perspective. Fuck council. See you. Just a little cluttered. That's all right. It's 2024. Why on earth should phones work for the one intention that they had? You know, maybe we'll start. You got to call. It's got to be on a landline. Maybe that's the ticket. It wasn't that bad. This criticism was not for that call. Not that bad. I'm just thinking of when I do the show at night. Some of these people, they call and it's like, first of all, they're on hold for a little bit. So I know what they do is they put their phone on speaker and then go do something else. And then when I go to them, because I'm just kind of talking, I go, all right, Steve's in Kentucky. And I don't be like, all right, now we're going to get to Steve in Kentucky. Steve, if you're listening, run back to your phone. I'm about to take you because I just expect that you're there. But obviously that's not the case all the time. And then they talk on the phone and it's so muffled. I might get a landline, actually. I might get a landline in my house. If I get a studio in the house, I might get a landline. I think that would be a waste of money, but something that I want to tell people. Yeah, you know what? You know what? Call me on my landline. I want to be able to say that. I used to sell Charter, as you know. Well, then how did you sell landline phones? Here's the big reasons how I sold it. One, if you have kids, you know, and there's an emergency and you can't find your phone, you know, right where the landline is. Two, what if you lose your phone? We've all been there. You lose your phone. You have no one to call it. You call your own phone. For $25 a month, this thing that happens once a year, you can have. And then also, I would just quote them normal price for TV and internet and say, but if I add phone, I can get you a deal where the whole package is $50 off because they want you to slide phone in there. If you do have a landline, look at your phone bill next time. There's a lot of weird ass taxes that you have to pay for having a landline that you don't have to pay if you don't. Well, they might have worked those into the cell phone. Tim. Oh, we still got to find out where Tim's going. There's an update in Tim's life. Shay's still at 58 for sure, but there's a little more he wants to share. And I thought he was going to do that yesterday, and he did not. So Bucks are playing well. They did drop one to the Lakers, but a good win against the Clippers. That was good to see. And I think the Dame and Giannis combo is really working out. You hear the stuff that they talk about with practice and what Doc Rivers is doing. And yeah, I mean, it was bad. It was bad. So you know what? Those people that wrote those articles and did their tweets and tried to fire Adrian Griffin, you know, shame on you guys for not doing it even sooner, because it seems like it was a complete and utter disaster. So Doc Rivers, but ultimately this is going to be about the playoffs. I think it'll come down to the Knicks and the Celtics and the Bucks. If the Bucks can get that 2 seed and go that way, well, even if they have the 3 seed, but Bucks Celtics Eastern Conference Finals. The takes will be enormous. The stress will be at an all-time high. It'll be awful. It'll be an awful experience during, one that I hope we can enjoy after. But it's going to be, should those two teams match up, pretty wild. Again, the Panthers in action tonight. Check them out. Hopefully Bart Lundy and the boys, BJ Freeman, the mayor of Milwaukee, can get things done. And the Brewers also are a team that exists. I got the broadcast schedule in the email today. All the games on TV. All the games technically on TV. They're still being broadcast by Bally Sports, so some nights will be a coin flip, but there will be cameras intending to shoot every Brewers game this year. Thanks for the little shorty. We'll be back tomorrow with Paul and Grant. And then next week, going to have some fun in the sun. Gonna have some fun in the sun. Yeah. This is Into the Winklerverse. We'll ride again tomorrow. That's my tagline. Wow, great.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.